Shalom, today's daf yomi is Baba Basra daf kuf nun gimel Baba Basra 153. And on this daf there is a Mishnah, and the Mishnah tells us what's the case where a person gives a gift via contract and he doesn't say that it was a shchiv merah. He doesn't say that he was sick. Now if he was sick when he gave this gift, when he gave his property over, then we could assume that if he recovered from that illness that the gift is nullified. But if he's not sick, then he can't nullify the gift after he already gave it. So our Mishnah talks about a case. It doesn't say that he was sick when he gave this gift. However, the person who's the giver, he claims, Shchiv Merah, he claims I was sick. However, the people who received the gift, they say, they say, no, you weren't sick, you were healthy, and therefore the gift is valid because you gave it as a gift and you can't renege on it. So therefore, what is the law? So Rabbi Meir's position is that the one who gave the gift, tzarach avi raya shchiv merahaya, it's his responsibility to bring a proof that indeed he was a shchiv merah, because now he's healthy, so therefore he has to bring a proof that indeed he was a shchiv merah when he gave it. Whereas the chachamim disagree, the chachamim say, hamotzi mechaveru olav araya, that since the person who was giving the gift, he has currently this gift in his possession, so therefore the other people who are trying to get it from his possession, they have to bring a proof that he was really sick when he gave it, otherwise we're going to assume that he was sick, and therefore the gift is nullified. That is our Mishnah. The Gemara comes along and tells us about the following case that actually happened. Ahumat Nasa, there was a gift, Dave Kosev Ba, that there this contract which records a gift says, Kadave Katsir Verami Ba'arse, that this person gifted this item when he was sick and lying in his bed, and he gave all of his possessions as a gift to this other person. However, it doesn't say, Umigu Ma. It doesn't say that as a result of this illness, he died from this illness. So the law is that if a person is sick, then he recovers, the gift is nullified. But if he doesn't recover from the illness, then the gift is valid if he actually dies. So here we don't know whether or not he recovered because the contract was negligent in not writing that he died as a result of this illness. So we don't know how to assess this gift. Do we nullify it because he recovered, because it doesn't say he died from this illness, or do we say no, that the gift is a valid gift because he was sick and now he's dead, so we assume that he died from this illness? So this is a dispute between Rabba and Abaye. Rabba says, Hare meis, Hare kivro mochiachola. Rabba says, yeah, well, he's dead now, so since we have this concept of chazaka dahashta, the presumption is like it's now, and so since he's now dead, we have to assume that he died from this illness, and therefore it's a valid gift, and the gift cannot be nullified. And so that's how Rabba rules. Abaye comes along, he says, no, we cannot prove that. He says, because Abaye says, just like the case of a ship, where if a ship breaks at sea, then even though there we could assume that most people will die who are on that ship, nevertheless, the Gemara in Kiddushin and the Gemara in Gittin tells us that since we don't know for sure that both people have died, we adopt the Chumre Chayim and Chumre Mesim. We say that the widow who was left behind and her husband was on the ship, she has to adopt the stringencies of the living and the stringencies of the dead. And the way the Rashbam explains that is that we could say that if she was a Kohen and she was married to a Yisrael and she has no children, we can't assume that she can now eat truma again. And or alternatively, that because we're adopting the stringency of the person of if he was alive, she wouldn't be allowed to eat truma. And also, we adopt the stringencies of the dead, which is to say that if she was that if he is a person who was a Kohen, and now she was the daughter of an Israelite, and she was married to him, we can't assume that he's still alive and allow her to eat the truma. So we adopt both the stringencies of the dead and the living, and we don't allow her to do it. And so he says, in that case, where we're going to adopt the stringencies, for sure in this case, where we just want to know whether or not he died from this illness, and says Abaye, Rov Cholon L'chaim, where we have to assume that most people who are sick pull through their illness, and they live as a result of their illness. They don't die as a result of their illness. So therefore, for sure, we should adopt that position and say that under these circumstances, that he did not die from this illness, and so consequently, the gift is nullified. That's how Abaye says. So whereas Rabba says the gift is not nullified, Abaye says since we don't know for sure that he died, we do not. we do not say that the gift is valid, and we nullify the gift. And that's the dispute between Abaye and Rabbah. But the basic principle here that Abaye introduces is Rov Cholin L'Chaim, that most people who are sick do not die from their illness. They come out alive alive from their illness. So this question is relevant because one of the issues is, can a Kohen visit somebody who's lying sick in a hospital? So the basic idea, already back, the Churos Shai says that if a Kohen has a friend who's sick in a hospital, the Kohen is allowed to visit his friend, because we could say that most people who are sick are not going to die from their illness, and so we don't have to have a concern that the Kohen, who's not allowed to be in the presence of a person who is dead, we can assume that he was not going to die while the Kohen visits him, and therefore the Kohen can visit his friend even though his friend is sick. So too, what about the modern question of, can a Kohen be in a hospital with a person? And we know that in the hospital there's often morgues, and so therefore there's a concern that there will be dead people. So there too, Chuvos V'Hanagos, he says, no, we can assume that since a Kohen is allowed to be in, many poskim say that a Kohen is allowed to be in the room with somebody who is dead if they're not Jewish. So therefore, we don't have to assume that there's a Jewish person who is dead in that hospital, and therefore, the Kohen can be in that hospital. Rav Moshe Feinstein allowed a person to work in a hospital on the assumption that if he found out that a Jew who was dead was in that hospital, he would leave. But until then, we could say, Rov Cholin Chaim, that most sick people are living, and therefore, the Kohen can enter into the hospital and even work in the hospital until he knows that there's for sure a person who's Jewish who's dead in the hospital, and then he would have to leave.